Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got to say thank you. Well, first of all, I have to say thank you to you for tuning in, because it's you that makes the show what it is. It's people like you that are looking to make changes in their lives. And that's why you listen to the show, is because we provide you insight to the change that could occur in your life that could create a difference. In other words, completely change the path you're on and change it to something that meets your goals and your expectations. Now, along those lines, I have to say thank you to Del Walmsley. Del Walmsley is the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited. He started this organization I know that we will celebrate our 30th anniversary in September. It's literally just around the corner. And when I look back at the history of Lifestyles Unlimited, I realize that Lifestyles Unlimited was created because Del Walmsley desired a change in his life. Now, you have to know the background. You have to know the story about how Lifestyles Unlimited came to fruition. Del Walmsley was working in multiple jobs. And in all those jobs that he worked in, he just felt that he wasn't getting ahead. He just felt that everything was stacked against him. You know, he'd go through management training programs only to be told, "I'm sorry, you have to have 20 years of experience in order to be a manager." So basically, you know, he put all of his effort into trying to advance himself within an organization only to be told, "Sorry, son, you can't do that." And then, you know, he got involved with other employment and saw people doing unlawful things and cheating and stealing, and he didn't want any part of that. So he was also an athlete. Del Walmsley, I believe, now he could correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure he was Mr. Texas. Now, I haven't done all the research. I'm not focused on his bodybuilding career, but I think what's really important to know is this. He was focused on being an athlete, and he was a very successful athlete. That was interesting to him, but he also knew, like most athletes know, that your time is limited as an athlete. I mean, you get to your prime, you're in your 20s, maybe your 30s, and your body starts to change. Your body starts to shut down. It starts to change, and you don't necessarily have the same abilities that you had when you're younger. That's just the cycle of life. That's the way it works out. And along the way, Del Walmsley realized that he had to make a change in his life in order to achieve the financial freedom that he was ultimately seeking, that these jobs weren't providing to him. So he taught himself how to invest in real estate. He taught himself how to invest in single family homes. And he brought on a partner who provided the funding mainly, and he did the bulk of the work. Actually, he did all the work, and he built a pretty big portfolio of single family properties. And then he discovered that multifamily investing was another way to invest in real estate. And in doing so, he could actually grow his wealth even faster using multifamily investments. Well, long story short, after 2.5 years of investing in real estate, he found himself at a particular place in his life at the age of 34. He realized that he had retired himself. And not only had he retired himself, he had created the financial basis that he needed so that he could live the lifestyle that he wanted. But there was one major problem still in his life. He was 34, and all of his friends were still working. So in his mind, he put together the framework for Lifestyles Unlimited. And what he did was he was on a mission. He wanted to help his friends retire themselves, because what he found out was this. He didn't have to work. He didn't have to punch a time clock, didn't have to deal with, you know, commuting and traffic, any of that stuff that the majority of us have dealt with, and some of you are still dealing with. He decided to teach them to invest in real estate. So basically, he put together the framework for Lifestyles Unlimited, and he taught his friends how to get on the same path to retirement that he was on. Because, you know, what fun is it to go on a cruise when you have to go by yourself? You can't bring your friends along with you because they can't take extended vacations, or they only get 2 weeks of vacation, but you're able to go vacation yourself every month if you want. Yeah, big problem. So he started the basis for the organization, and I will tell you that in a 30-year period of time, we have over 50,000 members in Lifestyles Unlimited. We are in every state across the nation. We have members. We also have very active members in 7 foreign countries that invest in real estate. And we've taught them how to do that. We have taught them how to successfully invest in real estate so that they could go out and create the change that they were looking for. And on today's show, I'm just going to ask the question, are you ready to change? Are you at a point in your life where things just aren't going the way you want them to go? Things are just, maybe you feel like you're in a rut, or you feel like you're stuck. Well, what we're going to do on today's show is we're going to talk about change, and we're going to talk about ways to make that change. And I'll be very honest with you. I have to thank Del Walmsley for creating this program, because he changed my life for the better, and I'm very appreciative of that. We'll be back right after this.
Del Walmsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Let me take you all the way back to when I was in high school. We're talking a ways back. I graduated from high school in 1982, so that gives you an idea of what, you know, my age is, how long I've been on this planet. And I'll tell you, I did pretty good in high school. I did. I was a good student. I wasn't an excellent student, but I was a good student. I think I had something like, when I finished, like 3.3 or 3.4 GPA. Not that that means anything in today's world for me, but it was just a measure of how I competed amongst my peers. And I think, if I remember, I graduated 40th in my class, something like that, you know, which sounds like a great, great number when you consider there was only maybe 225 people in my class. I wasn't in the top 10%. It's just the way it was. But what I was a well-rounded student. I was very active in extracurricular events. I was active in speech and debate. I was active in the band. I was a very active swimmer. That was my sport. That's what I did. And, you know, I think I was well-liked. I don't know. I must have been well-liked. I was elected to student government my senior year. So we all know that's a popularity contest. So, you know, the fact I even made the cut, it kind of amazed me. But when I was ready to transition out of high school and I was looking at my future, you got to remember, I think I was just barely 18 years of age, probably 17 for most of it. And I was trying to figure out what the path forward was supposed to be. Now, in the back of my mind, most of the kids that I hung out with were, they did better in school than I did. They were smarter than I was. They were cool kids. I liked them, you know, and the key thing was this, they were going to go to college. So I thought, well, you know what? I need to have a change in my life. I need to position myself to try and get into a college. So, you know, I did what most college seniors do. I applied for 5 different colleges, got into 4 of them. And the reason I applied for 5 colleges and not more was you had to have an application fee. And to be honest with you, I really didn't have a lot of money to spend on application fees. And one of the things that hit me square in the face after I received my acceptance letters was the fact that college was going to cost money. It didn't matter whether it was a public school or a private school that I applied to. There were fees associated with going to school, and that wasn't something that I was used to. See, I'm a product of public education, and you know, I wasn't used to, you know, you just went to school, you didn't pay for it, you know. And when I started looking at the offer letters, and then they send you the financial aid letters, what I started to realize was that I couldn't afford to go to school. I really couldn't. And my financial background was very limited. My parents didn't make very much money. I think we were just maybe one step ahead of poverty level. And, you know, my dreams were starting to get dashed. So I figured that what I was going to have to do, unless I got some type of scholarships, was I was going to have to go into the workforce, and I wasn't quite ready for that. I, in my mind, I knew, or at least I had been programmed by society, that in order to get a good job, I needed to get into college. So, and I had been accepted by 4 out of the 5 universities that I applied to. So at least I had an open door. Well, it got to graduation day, and I graduated, and I walked the stage. You know, did all the things that you do, went out and partied with my friends afterwards, because that's what you do in high school, right? And summer came, and I had my summer lifeguarding job, and I realized that my dreams of going to college were starting to collapse on me. Something had to change in my life. Now, along the way, what I had done, I mean, I applied for every single scholarship that I could possibly apply for. And what I found was this. I received some scholarships. Some scholarships came in the form of financial aid packages from the schools that I applied to. But there wasn't enough money there to get me to school. So what had happened in the summer was I had received scholarship offers from the Army, from the Air Force, and from the Navy. And essentially what they did was they offered me scholarships in ROTC, Reserve Officer Training Corps, to go to school. And then when I would complete school, I would commission into that service, either as a second lieutenant or an ensign if I had gone to the Navy. And I'll just be blunt with you. The Air Force offered me a 2-year scholarship. Basically, it said you go to school for 2 years and then you get good grades and then you'll qualify for, you'll get your final 2 years paid. Well, that left me a problem. I couldn't afford those first 2 years. The Navy said, we'll do a little better. We'll offer you a 3-year scholarship. So what you need to do is go to school for 1 year, pay for that, and then we'll bring you into the program and we'll pay for your final 3 years. Again, couldn't even afford that 1 year of school. The Army said, you know what? We'll do better than that. We'll give you a 4-year scholarship. And I thought, okay, well, that's my ticket right there. And that's how I wound up starting my military service career, is because the Army offered me an opportunity that no one else offered me. And one of the things that I found out along the way was that because I went to school 5 hours away from where I lived, I needed a place to live. And, you know, like most college freshmen, you wind up living in the dorms, but there's a fee for that. And I wasn't prepared for that, but I had made up my mind. I was going to figure out a way to get it done. So I wound up going to school. I went to the University of Southern California. That was my number one pick. And they had an Army ROTC program there. So my tuition and fees were all paid for, but my room and board wasn't. That was on me. So I wound up I remember signing a promissory note. Didn't even know what the heck that darn thing was. And I wound up taking out student loans to pay for our room and board. So I started my college career with student loan debt. And, you know, that didn't sit too well with me, but at least I got my foot in the door. I at least had achieved the change in my life that I was looking for. I had gotten myself to that point where I was going to go to college. And as long as I completed the degree program, and as long as I did all the things required of the Army through the Army ROTC program, I would be commissioned a lieutenant, second lieutenant in the United States Army. And all of that happened. And I'll tell you, all of that changed my life. It completely changed the path that I was on because, you know, without that scholarship, I was nowhere. Without that education, I wasn't going to get to where I thought I needed to be. So it was a significant change in my life. When we come back, we're going to talk more about change on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. We're discussing change, and change is something that must occur to put you on a path that is different than the path that you're on. Yeah, it makes total sense, doesn't it? But a lot of us, we get focused on a particular career path. You know, we go to school, we get good grades so that we can get that good job. And with that good job, we're hoping to get, you know, excellent pay benefits. Maybe we get retirement opportunities, you know, for those of you that went into the private sector, maybe you were afforded stock options. Maybe there's a 401k plan out there that provides matching funds for others of you. Maybe, you know, it's the healthcare benefits. There's a lot of things that factor into the employment compensation package. And, you know, when we start our careers, we're gung-ho. We really are. We want to get out there and we want to make real change and we want to affect change in our organizations. And, you know, that change is modeled after the vision or the direction of the organization. And sometimes what we find as we get into our careers, that even though we're identifying things that need to be changed, management doesn't agree, or management doesn't think it's a problem, or management is just, you know, they're hunkered down because maybe management's been in the organization for quite a while and they're looking to, you know, protect their job. They're maybe doing a CYA kind of thing. And if you don't know what that means, send me an email at askal@luinc.com and I'll tell you what that means. I don't think it's appropriate for me to say it on the radio, so I won't. But sometimes we get bogged down. And I spent 27 years in a military career. And what I found throughout my entire career was that the units that I was assigned to, for whatever reason, there was always something fundamentally wrong with the unit, at least based on my assessment of the unit. And it didn't matter whether I was a commander or I was in a support role or whatever it was. I always listened to the people on the ground and I listened to what was working and what was not working. And then, of course, I dialed all that in to the objectives of the unit. In other words, what was the Army expecting that unit's capability to be? So as we did everything in that unit, it was all focused on being able to deploy that unit so that unit could provide either the combat role or the support role or whatever that unit was tailored to do, so that the warfighter, the individual in the direct line of fire, was always supported. If you really want to peel back the onion on any of the services, everything the services do are focused on those people at the forefront, right? We call them the tip of the spear, so to speak. And what I would do was I would attempt to affect change. Now, sometimes I worked for people that were on board with that, and we were able to create great success. We were able to improve those units effectively. Sometimes I worked for people that, you know, I'll be honest with you. I remember one guy I worked for, his attitude was this: don't make waves. That was it. Don't make waves, because he had figured out in his military career that if he could just fly under the radar, he could get by with the least amount of stress. He could get by with the least amount of problems, and, you know, he could advance to the next point in his career. Now, he and I, well, we didn't see eye to eye, because I absolutely didn't believe in that philosophy, but he was the boss. I was not. And I was frustrated. And, you know, I'll tell you, in that particular assignment, and it was only one assignment where I felt that way. I really felt like I wasn't making a difference, because I knew that change needed to be made, but I wasn't being supported by my leadership. So, to be honest with you, that unit just kind of muddled along. And, you know, fortunately, that particular unit never got called into anything what I would consider very serious. In other words, you know, we didn't get deployed on a peacekeeping mission, or we didn't get deployed in you know, armed conflict or anything like that. We were actually in a period where it was a very peaceful time. It was all before 9/11. So it's just the way things were. But one of my takeaways from the military service was this: if you wanted to improve situations in the lives of your soldiers, or if you wanted to improve the operating efficiency of the unit, or you wanted to improve the readiness of that unit, you had to look to the things that weren't working efficiently, and you had to correct those things. You had to make change. In that particular unit's case, the one that I had a problem with, that was a difficult task. It really was. So the question I have for you is this: are you making a difference? Are you doing the things in your life that are moving you towards where you want to be in your life? Now, for a lot of you, that career is very important to you. I mean, it provides you income streams. It provides you a lot of intangible things that you trade your time for to get those things. And along the way, maybe you're focused on retirement. And maybe the path that you're on is going to get you to a place of retirement that you'll be able to enjoy in your later years. And for some of you, like me, man, when I was young, retirement, man, that was so far down the road. That was huge down the road. And whenever somebody would bring up retirement, I'd always think, you know, I got a pension. I'm working on a pension. I'm not worried about it. I got a financial planner. I'm not worried about it. And, you know, let me fast forward 27 years when the Army decided that it was time for me to retire, that they weren't going to promote me to the next position. And I had met my maximum gates of service based on the regulations of the Army. It was time for me to go. So I left, and I had a financial catastrophe because that pension was only paying one third of what I had been making. And I had to get myself back into the job market. I got into the job market after 10 months of just terribleness financially. And to be honest with you, that job came at a point where I was done. There was nothing else I could do financially to keep myself going. I was probably going to go towards bankruptcy. The job showed up. I took the job, and I was thankful for the job. But the job wasn't getting me to where I thought I needed to get to. It was just basically, in my opinion, it was more of a placeholder for me. It was providing an income stream, and I really didn't feel like I was making a difference. I mean, I was muddling through the job because I was working in a municipal government, and every time I wanted to affect change, because that's what I was used to doing, I'd always get massive pushback. And from people that, in my opinion, didn't have the background or experience that I had. But I kept my mouth shut and I did what I had to do. But I knew that something had to change because I was miserable. I was feeling lost. I was feeling stagnant. I had lost my passion and inspiration to really do a great job. I mean, I was doing a good job, but I could have been doing a great job. And something needed to change. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what that change was and how it affected my life and how you too can create a change that will positively affect you.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
We're talking about change on today's episode, and change is important. It really is. In order for you to make a difference in your life, you will have to embrace change, whether you like to embrace change or not. If what you're doing, it's probably working, isn't working, then something needs to change. And I'll tell you, I learned a very valuable lesson when I discovered Lifestyles Unlimited. I went to a free workshop, and one of the things that they said that it's stuck with me ever since is that if you've been doing anything for 5 years and it hasn't gotten you to where you're trying to get to, maybe that's retirement or, you know, whatever it is for you, then what you're doing is ineffective. And if it's ineffective, it needs to change. And I remember those words loud and clear when I went to that free workshop, and it made total sense to me. So I became one of the 50,000 members at Lifestyles Unlimited. And by doing the things that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches, I created a significant change in my life. You know, I had been doing what I thought was correct for 50 years, only to find that my world had blown up in my face. And you know, I was without a job. I was 50 years of age. I found it real hard to penetrate into the job market. Found a job, overqualified, watched a lot of the what I would call corporate politics being played in the municipal government. People backstabbing each other, people trying to climb that ladder, you know, to get that promotion, get that next job. All the butt kissing. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen it in your organizations. And at the age of 53, I made probably the most significant decision in my life to change the path I was on. And that's even more significant than the decision I made in high school to pursue a military career, because in doing so, it did afford me the opportunity to attend college, because I had been taught all along that getting to college was that magic box you had to check, because it was going to open up all these possibilities for you. And I believed that for 50 years until I realized that it was all, well, a pipe dream. So I changed. I got focused. I spent one weekend going through the Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Seminar. And I'll tell you what, I learned things in there that I never learned in college. I learned the things that I needed to learn. I was told how the process works. to get to retirement, to get to that place in your life where you're trying to get to. And I've got to thank a gentleman by the name of David Fisher. David Fisher is a self-made millionaire. He didn't get there by himself. He had plenty of people helping him along the way. He had joined Lifestyles Unlimited and changed his life too. A very significant change. I won't get into his story, but just know it as this. He went from a place where he was working godless hours, self-employed, to a place where now he is a multi-millionaire. I think he told me he made something like $2 million last year in his real estate transactions. And he is living the lifestyle that he's always dreamed about. And he does more than that because he gives back, which is one of the key principles that I learned. He gives back to the Lifestyles Unlimited community by training people like me who want to make a change in our lives. Well, that change was phenomenal. That change got me focused on pursuing a retirement, a legitimate retirement at that point. You got to remember, I was 53 years of age. My thought process was I was going to be working until I was 70 because the math wasn't telling me anything different. I was going to have to work until I was 70 so that I could get my maximum Social Security benefit because my pension wasn't providing me for the lifestyle that I wanted. So I had to work. I got one kid in college still. The other one just graduated. So those of you that have kids in college, you know, it's not a inexpensive endeavor. So I got on that roadmap and I changed the path I was on. I got myself to a place of retirement right around the 2-year mark. It kind of caught me off guard because I was sitting down, I was going through my financials and everything, and I realized that by doing the things that I learned from Lifestyles Unlimited, I had achieved that point where I had enough passive income coming in, and it was the real estate investments that created that for me to offset my ordinary expenses. I had achieved retirement. I was in control of my life. That was something I don't think I was ever in control of. I was always working for somebody else, except for that 10-month period between the military and the municipal government where I was going crazy because I couldn't find employment. So I guess in that sense, I was being controlled. It just wasn't by an employer. I was being controlled by the environment I was in. So where are you now? Where do you want to go? Do you know how to get there? Some of you, you don't have a clue. You maybe haven't even thought about it. And I'm not picking on you. I'm not. But I want you to realize that if you feel stuck, if you're lacking passion and inspiration in what you're doing to get your life moving forward, maybe you feel like life has just gone stagnant on you. You're just kind of living without a purpose. And maybe you just absolutely feel lost. Maybe your world is falling apart. Maybe you've gotten to a place in your life where you haven't achieved what you had expected to achieve. Because some of you people out there, you know how to set goals and objectives. You do. But you do great in the business world, but you don't do great in your personal life. We've all been there. I'll tell you, I have met so many wonderful people who are members of Lifestyles Unlimited that have either significantly changed their life or they're on the path to creating that change. And we help each other out. Last night, we had a case study and we had three of our members talk about real estate investments that they have done. They disclosed everything. They told you everything about the deals that they were working on and how those deals panned out and how those deals affected a change in their life that is moving them towards where they're trying to get to. And that's, to be honest with you, that's one of two places. That's either trying to get retired or that's working on the lifestyle. Now, you work on the lifestyle after you achieve the retirement thing, because you've got to get yourself retired. That's just the way it is, because you have to get your time back. You have to get your life back. And a lot of you out there, you don't have your life back. You're at the beck and call. When I was in the military, they owned me. Yeah, they did. They controlled everything I did. And I was no better. I was a leader, and guess what I did? I controlled my units, I controlled my soldiers, and they were at my beck and call. Because that's what you do in the military. Now, I'm not beating up the military. I am not. I love my time in service. Now, there were things I didn't like. But at the end of the day, I am proud to have served this country. And I'm very proud that I found the opportunity to take control of my life by becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So if you're ready to take control, if you're ready to see what the possibilities are, what I would like you to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. It gives you an opportunity to sign up for one of our free workshops. They're free. It doesn't cost you anything. It will give you the information you need to make an informed decision as to whether or not we are a good fit for your path forward, because you've got to make a change. If it's not working, you've got to change it. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a wonderful weekend.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.